the Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. ThePowerHour.com and ThePowerMall.com are two websites. If you'd like to get a hold of us, Power Hour J at the Power Mall. Also, any comments about the radio show, 877-817-9829. If you'd like to call in live, 844-769-2944 on the show, and we'll
give out that other number.
Work to get you in. Which number?
That you listen to.
TalkStream Live, 701-300-5252, or you can go to the website and click Listen Now. 701-300-5252, some different ways to connect with us, however you're connecting, so glad that you are. Another great broadcast, very interesting, The Art of Jin Shim. I kind of crucified the name yesterday.
It's fascinating.
It's fascinating.
It is.
Uncle
it
Kevin
really
declares
is.
It fascinating.
I want that lady to do me.
And it's very interesting. Alexis Brink is her name. She'll be on. And if you're familiar with acupuncture or pressure, very similar premise, but totally different and totally unique. I got her book right here. Very cool book. She's going to be on in about an hour, a little less than an hour. And we'll talk all about that, your body, self-healing. These are things that you can do yourself. You don't need anybody else. Other people can do it for you. Or the book is help you to teach you to do it yourself, which is always very good. Love empowering yourself. The Alan Gossett from Aquanetics, it's been a while since he's been on the Solar Hydro Water Filter System. As you know, if you remember, you've listened for a long time. You know, he went to this nasty creek we rode around, and my wife drank the water from the creek for the system. Pretty fascinating. Well, it's kind of that time. There's floods, there's storms, and he's got a special, he's got a few systems. He's going to talk a little bit about that, an opportunity for you guys if you want to purchase and also to learn about this. Always good. Alan Gossett will be here. He'll be here for 15 minutes or so, not a long visit. And, of course, we'll do news. Yesterday, we talked quite a bit about the new Power Mall, the way we're doing things, the top, I don't know, I would say 30 items that the most purchased things. We have them at the Power Mall. They're stocked. We are upping our customer service game here. We want to earn your business and be your choice. And we are different from Amazon. And we went into detail about a lot of things that go on Amazon. You know, and I was thinking one of the other things about Amazon is a lot of the products on there fake. They'll go to China or whatever. They'll do it in some, you know, obscure place. They'll create a copycat of whatever, Strauss Heart Drops or whatever, slap the label on. I mean, all these things are easy to do with technology we have today. And then when you get it, and it's not the same formula, it may be similar, it may fool you, but it's not the same formula. And it doesn't, so then you take it for a while, like, oh wow, this doesn't do anything for me. So that's another thing that Amazon does, is all the natural health industry, whatever you want to call this, these type of products, they start getting undermined because they don't work for you. Oh my gosh, this doesn't even work. This is a waste of money. You see? I mean, the whole thing, it's such an insidious thing.
Yeah, nobody checks them on Amazon.
Amazon doesn't care.
They don't check. They don't check.
When I say they don't care, they do not care. All they care about is you are buying. The traffic, the consumerism is coming to them. Really, it is. So we're not Amazon. Buy from the good guys. That's why Joy said that. That's what we're doing here. So if you want to learn more about that whole thing about Power Mall, yesterday's broadcast was went in detail. But we deserve your business, and you need to check us out. So thepowermall.com. Getting to the news.
Well, Amazon.
Go ahead.
Amazon is... the Walmart of 25 years ago, just putting everybody out of business.
Right. Mom and pop Main Street.
They destroyed a mom and pop shop. So if you want them to destroy another million shops or stores or whatever, just support Amazon.
There you go.
They'll take them all away. Then you won't have any choice. Once they take it all over, then all the prices go up.
Yeah, so true. So we talked about Amazon quite a bit yesterday. We don't want to keep going. But that's just another thing I thought about when I woke up this morning. You know, anyway, they just undermine the natural industry because
right.
They're selling so many fakes.
Right.
So many fakes. Big story. We've talked I've been a little puzzled about this whole thing in Iran, what to make of it. It's not that I don't know what's going on. I mean, I know what they're telling us. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, what does it really mean and kind of putting this together? Well, some intelligent contacts throughout the internet are saying certain things. Are they reliable? I don't know. It's hard to say. But these theories, I think we're going to put these out there because something may be interesting. Yeah. Why don't you go ahead and talk a little bit about the theory of what may have occurred the there with the British oil
the
tanker.
Hormuz,
yes.
Yeah, from what I've heard, the British ships are heavily armed. Heavily armed.
Right, those oil tankers.
Those oil tankers. Well, on this particular ship, they were all taken off.
The arms were taken off?
The people.
Oh, you mean the guards?
The guards were taken off.
Okay.
Yeah, they're taken off. And then they just magically move over into the no-go zone, you know.
Cause so when they're going through the Strait of Hormuz or whatever, yeah, they have a narrow area right away. You stay in this right away, you know, everything's fine.
Everything's fine. Well, they just magically veered off into Iran's
waterway.
And what they were saying is if the Americans aren't going to start World War III, the British are going to start World War III.
So this was supposedly what this intelligent contact says was this is an effort to really spark war.
Right, exactly.
That they went, it wasn't heavily guarded. They went on purpose into Iranian waters. Mm-hmm. Now they go by GPS, don't they?
Those things? How can you get off on GPS?
I don't know.
Unless you're in the car.
Yeah. I'm about to say, I do that all the time on Google Maps.
Boy, they can get you twisted up on Google Maps.
I can't tell you how many times we've been driving. My wife's, turn left. Okay. Now, right, yeah. right.
Yeah. All of a sudden you see, you went too far. You got to make a U-turn. What?
Yeah. U-turn next 23 miles ahead.
Yeah, ahead. Yeah.
So anyway,
they got the good GPS on them ships.
I would imagine. So that there is some evidence here, or some people are saying
we'll see how
with some intelligent these are people with intelligence contacts are saying
big intelligent contacts
that this was orchestrated on some level.
Right.
On some level it was orchestrated.
Orchestrated. Yep.
To spark something.
Yeah. Fire up something.
So far, well then right behind it, Iran says, we've captured CIA agents, and we're going to execute them.
Right behind it. I mean, what was it, 20 minutes later?
So are they in on this, too? I mean, I don't know. This is a bigger, and then Trump, maybe that's why Trump said, well, that's fake.
Right.
Maybe he's trying to tamp this down, maybe. I don't know.
You know, supposedly we were supposed to be in World War III a year ago. Trump doesn't want to do it.
Well, so far, that's one thing I will say about Trump. He has been, it's not like he's been, Mahatma Gandhi or anything.
No,
peace,
I'm not
but
saying,
he's,
but he's held back.
But he has been shown some restraint in areas where he certainly.
If it was George W. Bush, where we would have
rained hellfire missiles
down. Yes,
sound,
exactly. Release the hounds, Holmes.
There'd been no end. There'd be nothing but a dust heap in most of those places. Well, so there you go. That's some more intel we have. I'm hesitant to try to analyze this. All we can say is what we've been reporting, but this is something else to put in the mix to think about what's going on there and maybe add some different layers.
Could be disinformation, too.
Yeah, totally. When intelligent agents or somebody with intelligence contacts, they could be completely telling the truth. My intelligence contact said this. They could be completely truthful, and the intelligent contact is running a game.
Yeah.
Operation Mockingbird, running a black op, and he has no idea.
He has no idea. They're so compartmentalized.
Okay, let's get to some more of the news. U.S. expands fast-track deportations of undocumented migrants. Sure, I'm tired of hearing about these stories. Yeah. I mean, I don't see immigration slowing down. All I see is it speeding up. Now, they're pushing it more, but I see it speeding up. That's all I see. Tainted alcohol kills 19 in Costa Rica. This comes on the heels of
tainted. They find out what.
Well, this is Dominican. This is a different country, Dominican Republic.
This is
in Costa Rica. So ministry says urging caution. Well, don't drink liquor.
It must be that cheap German alcohol that I got
in the NyQuil or whatever it was. Dominican Republic, Costa Rica now, if you go anywhere, maybe don't drink. Maybe, you know.
Making bathtub gin over there, I guess.
I don't know. I don't know. Resistant malaria spreading in Southeast Asia. Resistant malaria.
Mm-hmm.
Malaria parasites resistant to key drugs have spread rapidly. The parasites have moved from Cambodia to Laos to Thailand to Vietnam, where half of the patients are not being cured by first-choice drugs.
Wow. Don't bring them over here.
Well, we'd let the Congolese? Mm-hmm. The Congolese? I think it's Congolese. The Congolese. We let the Congolese get on the plane and or cross the border.
I know.
I mean, if I saw anybody even remotely from Africa...
The other way.
Quarantine.
Yeah.
I mean, you cannot... Are you crazy? This, you know, it's one thing, we got a border crisis, all this, and people want to argue back. It's a ridiculous argument. But what argument would you have to stop Congolese from coming here?
Flying people over, what does it take, 10 hours on a plane?
Yeah,
How infected is that plane, and how well do they clean it?
Yeah, what argument can any sane person make to stop, to let Congolese just fly here free? When the largest, this is their own country. WHO even said there's an epidemic over there.
Yeah.
Anyway, China tells U.S. to remove black hands from Hong Kong. China's trying to lecture us that we're basically they're using America as a scapegoat. That all these protests in Hong Kong, these people not well.
we need those protests over here.
Well, they're not wanting to. They're blaming the United States, which is. So ironic what you just said. Yeah, we need. Why don't they start? If the U.S. is involved, why don't they start something like that over here? Yeah,
we need to protest here.
Like
2 million people in Washington to take this country back.
What is the number one? Like, if you're going to protest over like one or two issues, what would you say the one or two issues are?
Banking.
Federal Reserve.
I say okay. Throw them all in jail and claw back every cent because they stole it from the American people. Take it. Every cent, the property, everything.
All right,
and
number
then,
one,
and then
and number two,
give it back to the people.
And number two, or the you got a number two?
Not just one. That's going to be hard enough.
That's the first big thing that
that's
you can.
That's going to be hard enough.
It really is not hard. See, that's the thing. It really is not as hard.
It really is not.
Yeah, it's not as hard as you think it is.
He's got the power. He's got the manpower. They can't fight. They have no chance.
Trans activists who demanded women shave. Have you heard this story?
I heard it. Maybe,
I don't even know if I want to go into this.
Don't go into it.
Well,
hit the outset.
The highlights of this or lowlights of this.
I wish one of the ladies would just come up and cold cock that guy and say, "You're not a lady here." Bam!
Well, the story, this is in Canada and they got different. See, all these equal, what's that law? Statute that Taylor Swift was pushing, that Equality Act. Oh,
yeah,
the Equality Act.
Yeah.
Well, they got something like this in Canada. So this person calls herself Jessica, born a male, and says, "No, I'm a female, but everything else is male physically
right.
about her, about him, her, whatever." I'm not trying to offend people. I'm just I don't know what to say here. So I'm trying to get you to hear the story. So this person. Goes to a waxing place, wants a Brazilian wax. Oh, female Brazilian wax. This is where they do female Brazilian wax.
Yeah.
And all the women do women.
Right.
They don't do men. They don't do men. And so the 16, people there refuse service.
To do it, yes.
I'm not, you know,
okay. Not one.
Yeah, 16. And so she filed a complaint with the government and now these people are in a crack. This is going to be like the gay cake baker.
Yeah.
The gay cake, wedding cake, the gay wedding cake.
It's like that one guy who went into a nurse's office and sat down and, said, "I need a pap smear." And she said, you know, she was dressed like a woman and she said, "Go in there, put your feet up on the stirrups." And she comes in there to do the pap smear, says, "Hey, you know, you're a man. I can't give you a pap smear." And then
wow.
He filed a complaint, and she's, you know,
she's under review.
She's under review. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Israel vote will expose democratic divisions. This is very interesting. You know, we talked about having the vote on Trump impeachment. Okay, let's have that vote. Let's take it right now.
They did.
Okay. Nobody voted for it, right?
Yeah, right.
Or, well, this is interesting. The Democrats, they vote like PACs. The Republicans, you know, that's their role is to lay in the weeds.
That's right.
And McCain, when the critical moment comes, mm-hmm. that's the Republican.
That's a Republican.
They're sneaky.
They stab you right in the back.
Yeah, which is worse? You know, a little.
Oh, the Republicans.
Right. They're,
at least you know where the Democrats
stand. Yeah, you know where they stand. Yeah.
They're all commies.
Well, they're not all commies, but they all stand together.
They all stand together in commies.
Okay, well,
most of them are
you might be right there. Okay. The Republicans are anyway,
backstabbers.
They're having the vote. Omar from Minnesota is the boycott Israel a vote.
Okay,
you've heard this, right?
Yes,
the boycott Israel to have sanctions against them for what's going on in Palestine and back and forth and or you know any number of 10 things. So let's have a vote then. Where will the Democrats stand? The Democrats will vote unified on just about everything. But when it comes to Israel,
it's going to split.
They're going to split.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you think Israel doesn't have influence in American Congress? Boy, if that doesn't
tell you,
I don't know what else does. FBI raids L.A. Department of Water and Power offices. Do you know why?
No. I haven't heard this story.
An investigation tied to utilities' 2013 billing debacle. They're overbilling everybody.
Oh, yeah, of course.
They're overbilling everybody.
While they're doing that, check into two books that usually most cities have.
About the
financial books.
For the public services.
Yeah, public
electricity,
services.
Electricity, what have you.
They're stealing.
All right, I don't know if you've heard this story. Comey's White House mole identified.
I did.
Wow, you did hear about
that. Yeah, I heard that.
Former FBI Director James Comey had an inside man at the White House. This is going to the report by Horowitz, Inspector General. And
what's that thing would come out? I've been waiting for forever.
They're waiting until Comey, or what's his name? Mueller testifies.
Right.
They're waiting until after that. They want to
wrap it all.
They'll have it right. They'll have it like if anything sour comes out of that Mueller report, they'll have the Horowitz report come immediately after to cover it up. Where's the guy's name in this article? Fronte. Here it is. How do you pronounce this? Oh, Anthony Fronte. Here he is. He's a longtime FBI official. He worked as cybersecurity advisor on the National Security Council. He was a stay behind and he was a mole for the FBI, probably James Comey, looks like.
Yeah. Leads right to him.
Nadler, the congressman, Nadler, you know, that screams impeachment every chance he gets. Mueller hearing to air evidence of Trump wrongdoing. He's wrong about six ways to Sunday and obviously high crimes and misdemeanors, and we're going to hold the president accountable.
We're going to hold him accountable and find absolutely nothing and waste taxpayer money.
Any other questions?
No, that's it.
We have to present. And see, and this shows you how biased they are. Look, he even said, we have to present. I mean, this is his quote.
Yeah.
We have to present or let Mueller present.
Sorry.
Those facts to the American people because the administration must be held accountable. No president can be above the law.
Yeah, he just defined what he meant.
Feeling blue. Oregon students allowed to take mental health days.
What do you mean, take off?
I guess.
Days, or take drugs for mental health? Or
no, they just skip school. I need a day.
I'm fine with it.
Well, when it comes to school, I'm fine with it.
Exactly. I'm fine with it. Yeah.
The law signed by Governor Kate Brown will take effect this coming school year. It's widely believed one of the first of its kind in the country to treat physical and mental health equally. So if somebody's sad or, you know, they need a day, you know, instead of being sick, hey, I need a mental health day.
There you go.
It's hard to address them systematically if they have to stay hidden because of stigma and prejudice and shame. So it's, you know. You want to be a girl or a boy?
Right.
Good. You want to be have a mental health day? That's fine. In some ways, this is a good thing, I think.
Bring your Ritalin. Bring your antidepressants. Show them to everybody.
Yeah, bring them around.
Well,
class.
I'm a show and tell.
Yeah. Share them.
Yes. See what everybody.
Let's get the school nurse and see if we can get some abortions in here before lunch. How many abortions can we do before lunch?
Probably three or four.
God. Oh, the sad part is that's true.
Yeah, it's probably true.
David Jeremiah, He's a preacher. This is what I've been screaming for how long. He warns the modern church is entertainment-driven social organization afraid of controversy.
Bingo.
Sound about right?
Yeah, that's a good description of him. I have to agree with him.
He goes, and you know, we're missing the church is coming under attack. It's forgotten what the church is supposed to be.
It's a moral compass.
To a large degree, is kind of their public, you know, there is a religious aspect of it, but their community, state, national duty that the founding fathers all said was exactly what you said. Okay, saving souls, that's one thing. You do that, and that we support that, fine. Mm-hmm. But for your national duty is you're supposed to be the moral compass,
that's
supposed
exactly
to teach
right.
people some level of morality.
That's right.
That is 100% true.
And the Constitution will not work in an unmoral country.
Well, that's what they all said. That's not what you say. That's what they said.
That's what they said.
The church is coming under attack. It's forgotten what the church is supposed to be. See, now, even when he's saying this, I take a little exception. The church is coming under attack. The church has forgot what's supposed to be. In some level, people are like, well, the church is creating its own problem. If the church would come out
and speak up
about these and be adamant about things, the church would, believe me, if all these churches in these communities would just say, LGBT curriculum, four-year-olds learning what we're not doing. We're not going. Take a lesson from the Muslims. The Muslims didn't have a problem with it.
They shut it down fast.
And they said, the school district in Britain said, no, we're never coming back again.
Right.
Okay, we'll change.
That's right. We'll change.
It was that simple. It was just like that.
Yeah. They want to see your reaction, see if you go back down. And once you don't back down, they'll back down.
Right. They can't help it. There's so many quote unquote Christians in this country. If the churches would band together, even a third of them, 20% of them, 10%, if 10% of the churches got together and said, you know what? We're not doing this. We're going to take a cue from we're going to encourage all our people to pull their children out of school till this is over. It would be over.
Be over.
And they attack. Who's going to attack them? It's gonna be ring hollow. So the media attacks them for a while.
Yeah.
They're gonna shut up because the rest of America is gonna boycott them.
Yeah. They'll
Are you kidding me?
501c3 and
not. We got a president that will help them. I think so.
Too. Yeah.
Be back after this short break. More news and Alan Gossett. Stay tuned to PowerHour.com.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rinse.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rinse.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. All the great products from Global Healing Center. Dr. Group will be here later this week. In three days he'll be on. The Detoxidine, the Oxy Powder, the Foot Pads, the Vegan Safe B12, the Detox Foot Pads, all these on sale over the Power Mall. We have them all. We've really changed the way we do things. All these things, they're in stock. So if we promote them, we talk about them, we have them, you call, we got them. Unless you guys, just, you know, I'm sure sometimes you'll hammer us, but we'll get them right back. We want to be your choice, and we need to be your choice. And so this is how we get the fuel to put in this engine we call the Power Hour. And you guys are a part of this. And win-win for all of us. Iron Earth, for any kind of plants you do, house plants, whether you're starting seedlings, whether you're starting tomato plants, garden, it doesn't matter. You want your plants. The results we've seen from this, the reports we're getting back are fantastic. I have a little bit of it. I'm going to have my wife do some on some plants, and I'm going to see for myself here, because people have just been raving about this Iron Earth and what it can do for basically anything that grows in the ground. So that's on sale also over at the Power Mall and all the other great products that we have. Think about what you may need. We have the auto ship. Don't forget, Jay explained that yesterday really good. We have an auto ship program. We're going to give you a great discount. We have the products. We'll ship it to you either every month or every other month. You're going to get free shipping and a discount on the product, which is great. You lock the price in, so you're never going to have to pay higher again. You always pay that reduced rate. And some of the things that we're getting some exclusives on and in that discussion about Amazon. So check that out. Give us a call. Give Jay a call. Please leave a message if we're busy. You know, we have two or three people answer the phone, but sometimes we get overwhelmed. You guys like to call at the same time. I get it. I understand. Leave a message and just say, hey, this is Tom or Cindy or whatever. Please call me back around 1:30 or whatever, and we'll try to make that happen. And so when they call you back, it'll be from a 573 area code. Those are some of the things that people are asking about. So that's how it works over at the Power Mall. If you're new, we appreciate your support. We thank you for your donations, your purchases, and your prayers. We need it, and you need us. We need each other. So this is your show, ladies and gentlemen. Please support us. Support the good guys. Buy from the good guys. thepowermall.com. Get back to the news a little bit, and then Alan Gossett's waiting in the wings. White House and Congress reach deal on U.S. debt ceiling. You don't care about this debt anymore.
Doesn't make a lick of nothing to me.
Well, I think it's so far. I think I will agree with you. We're past the Rubicon.
Yeah, what's
the
what,
we're past the point of no return.
200 trillion, 300 trillion, or what it really is
the difference is
never pay it back.
Well, the difference is we could be going to the grocery store with a wheelbarrow full of money.
Right.
That's the difference.
Exactly.
That's the difference if it gets to some point, it just keeps going.
But if we do my thing,
what's your thing?
Arrest them and take them back, because all the Federal Reserve does in your country is steal the people's wealth.
Well, every day at 9 o'clock p.m., that's what I pray about.
And I did extra. I had a good night last night. I prayed at 9. I set my clock. I prayed at 10. I set my clock, and I prayed at 11. Three different times, I prayed.
Three different times. Well,
yeah,
good.
That was good. Doesn't matter what time frame you're in.
Just time zone. Just
time
9
zone.
O'clock your time zone.
Yep, just 9 o'clock your time. Felt good about it.
Speaking of the Federal Reserve, who didn't know this, quarter point rate cut coming in July?
Yeah, they need at least a half, three quarters of a point. Same thing, my opinion. It's not going to be enough.
Well, if they didn't do any cut, it would be, whoa, I think that the markets are being shot.
I just think it's not going to be big enough.
Well, then they'll have the chance to do another one.
Yeah.
They got to space this. Don't you think they have this all spaced out? Hey, this is.
Yeah, they got it all figured out. Yeah.
I just got a text from Catherine. When the Power Mall calls you back, it won't be a 573 number. It'll be an 877 number, just so you know. Sorry about that. UBS CEO warns of dangerous bubbles spurred by central banks. I mean, who didn't know that again? China's Century. China companies dominate Fortune 500 list. Is this China's Century? Well, that's what the Rockefellers and Nixon went over there for.
That's right.
And the one-child policy and ripping organs out of people.
That's
and
right.
What have you?
You do it. You do what we say. We're going to make this is going to be your century.
Apple reportedly in talks to buy Intel's 5G modem business for $1 billion. $1 billion.
I think they make that in about 33 seconds, don't
Apple?
They? Yeah.
They generate it. I'll tell you who makes that. Coca-Cola every day. Do you know they sell 1.9? Didn't we talk about that on the air? I'm still bedazzled by that. 1.9 billion Coca-Cola products are purchased every day.
Every day.
In the world. Every
amazing.
Day. 1.9 billion.
Yeah.
Ford F-150. You know, that's the best-selling truck of all time the last, geez, probably 30 years, 25, 30 years.
Wow.
Now they've made an electric version, and to demonstrate its towing capacity, it towed 1 million pounds.
Wow.
That's what I said. And what they're trying to demonstrate is the way the torque works on those electric engines, they can pull that much.
Yeah, that's fine. But who pulls 1 million pounds? For the most part, you're looking for how many miles you can get to a charge.
There's poop in the water at America's dirtiest beaches. Is yours on the list? There's a list from USA Today.
Could that be the immigrants?
No, I don't. Well, maybe the flooding. Maybe a lot of reasons. Anyway, check that out. ThePowerHour.com. Just click on news. That story. It's summer. People go to the beach all the time. Newly discovered cellular pathway may mean new approach for how we treat Alzheimer's and cancer. You know, we have all these new discoveries, and they. 20, 30 years, maybe.
Do we believe them?
Okay, here's another thing about not trusting scientists. For how many years have you heard, well, take a low-dose aspirin every day to prevent heart attacks, right?
Yeah, long time.
Long time, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, now that's reversed. NBC, millions should stop taking aspirin for heart health studies. Study says, no, don't, whatever you do, don't do that. Not to prevent.
I believe nothing that comes out of the CDC. Nothing.
Well,
except maybe... there's an epidemic coming. I believe that.
Well, my first reaction, my default position is to not believe that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's things I believe coming out of there, but you got to prove it to me first.
Right.
It's like when my mother tells me things, I believe my default position with her is I believe what my mother would tell me.
Right.
Anything the CDC tells, my default position is I don't believe it.
Yeah.
Until proven otherwise. Autopsy confirms Valley family suspicions that vaccine caused dog's death. This is a major story. We can't get anything in mainstream media that vaccines kill people.
Right.
But we can get a story about a dog.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not diminishing this. I don't know.
I'm pretty surprised that that got through.
This is out of NBC.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm pretty surprised. Usually they just tamp down everything.
Well, there's a lot of people in media, they don't care anything about humans, but pets, they're crazy about pets.
Yeah.
That's true.
My little boy just died.
Who cares? But your pet hamster. Oh, his pet hamster died. Posting a negative review online can get you sued now. Slap lawsuits. Several times. This is getting bigger. So, you know, online you go and talk about a veterinarian hospital. Hey, they did this and blah, blah, blah. This story details in Florida where the veterinary office sued the person who posted their situation. Well, whether you're right, wrong, or different, you got to pay $15,000-$20,000 to defend the stupid thing.
That's exactly right.
It's a slap lawsuit.
It should be illegal.
Slap lawsuit stands for strategic lawsuits against public participation.
That's it. Exactly
strategic
right.
lawsuits against public participation.
And these the rich use it on the poor.
Yes, and corporations are using it on the American people.
That's exactly right.
And this is Google. This is censorship. This is another form of economic warfare.
That's exactly right.
And now using it to quiet us. That's a big story. Top Gun trailer the new Top Gun is coming out. Tom Cruise, remember that? 33 years ago. Trailer sparks controversy as fans notice Taiwanese flag missing from Tom Cruise's jacket. So, and you know who's financing the movie?
China.
Boy, you're smart. Boy, you are smart.
It wasn't hard. China and Taiwan been having this fight for a long time.
Do you know, here's an interesting article. Out of all the movies of all time, Hollywood movies of all time, adjusted for inflation, which ones are the top grossing films of all time? Adjusted for inflation. I got number one. Boom. Easy.
Yeah, 1939.
No, the movie. What movie? What movies?
Yeah, our movie.
What movie?
Gone with the Wind.
That's right.
1939. I thought you'd pick up on that.
I'm sorry. My psychic abilities were down a little bit there, Uncle K. We're related, but we're not sharing a brain. Number two, I kind of guess it'd be somewhere around there. Number two?
Let's see. It has to be a Steven Spielberg movie.
You're wrong. I'll give you that hint. You're wrong.
Okay.
But there are two Steven Spielberg movies on there. E.T. is number four. Jaws is number seven. Number three, I was kind of delighted for. I just love this movie. I love this movie. I can show it to my children.
Right.
It's a movie I can watch with my children that I'm actually entertained in historical significance.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what movie it is? From 1965, guess.
Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins. You think I care anything about Mary Poppins? Dick Van
Sound of Music.
Sound of Music. Mary Poppins is making witchcraft look appealing. Sound of Music. Bingo. You got it.
I love the Sound of
Music. Have you got number two yet? Have you figured out number two?
If it was me, I'd say the 1933 King Kong.
Wrong.
That's
a good guess.
That one's probably been seen more than almost any.
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Number one is Gone with the Wind. Tickets sold.
Right. Yeah.
200 million. Yeah. Gone with the Wind, 200 million
tickets
sold.
Way up there. The
number two. I'm surprised you don't get this. I mean, it's from the 70s. I'll give you that much.
All right. Now,
Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Star Wars.
See, I wasn't a big Star Wars.
Yeah, but that was,
I got it.
There's nothing, I mean, you should, a movie buff is you. You should, I thought for sure you'd get that.
I'm a buff before 1970.
Anyway, great to do the news with you. Okay,
yeah,
Kev.
Yeah.
Some good news today. Good stories, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you learned something. It helps your life.
Mm-hmm.
Our next guest, Alan Gossett, is one of those people, necessity is the mother of invention, and he got together, and, you know, the American ingenuity. We always love him. It's been a while since he's been on. Too long. I don't know. You know, we get busy or what have you. But it's that time again. People seem to only pay attention to this stuff when their ox is in the mire. And, well, there's a lot of oxes and a lot of mires with everything that's going on. Alan Gossett from Aquanetics, the Solar Hydro Backpack. Welcome back to the Power Hour, my friend.
Thanks. Good to be home.
Yes. Very good to have you. What have you been up to? How you been?
Well, and I think you just said it earlier that most people don't seem to look at these things until it's a little too late, but we've been so busy trying to keep up. You know, water is in such huge demand with, good Lord, I mean, all the earthquakes over there on the West Coast, and all the flooding and everything going on through the Midwest and all over the world, it's been really crazy for us. So we've just been trying to keep up.
Well, let's talk about some of those. Or it seems like people, they're hesitant to pay attention to this until, you know, an earthquake happens or what have you. Is that, am I overstating that, or is that pretty much human nature?
That's pretty much how it is. You know, it doesn't matter whether it's electricity or food storage or water or anything else. It just, everything is great until it's not great. And I guess, it's true. And a lot of people, you know, you'll hear them talk and say this from the insurance industry, but there's some truth to what they say is people don't want it and don't have it until they need it. Then they can't get it. Right. So it seems to be the way life is. And like I mentioned, there's so much need right now for just clean, just drinkable water, let alone anything else. But drinkable water right now worldwide, even here in the U.S. with all the disasters that's hit us, it's really, really has a lot of need right now. So
talk about your, for people who have not heard you before, obviously our longtime listeners know who you are, very familiar with you, very fond of you. Talk about your company and what you do, Solar Hydro Backpacks. What are they?
Well, we're Aquanetics H2O, and basically what we did is we have manufactured and derived a water purification system that fits in a backpack. You can deploy it anywhere in the world. Now, the difference is this isn't just a filter, it's actually a purifier. What a purifier means, it'll mechanically filter out sediment and some contaminants. But the problem that you'll get into is bacterial and viral. If you don't eliminate or eradicate from your water, you're going to be in big trouble. So what this backpack does is it goes through a four-stage process to where it will bring water into the backpack at a rate of a gallon a minute. It's a lot of water. So if you have people in your family of four, six, small group of 20, where you're going to need a good amount of water, that's what this is for. So it will bring this water through the backpack, go through three stages, and in the fourth stage, it'll actually kill, disinfect bacteria or viruses out of the water. So as soon as it leaves the backpack, it's actually potable and ready for distribution and drinking.
Talk a little bit about Beaumont, Texas. Is this 2 years ago now? Time goes really quick. Was that last year or two years ago? At a fire station, somebody had one of your backpacks. The whole fire station was able to utilize this. Discuss that really quick.
Yeah, they did. Actually, one of your listeners took this backpack to this emergency fire station, and during the Hurricane Harvey down there, the fire station couldn't get water. They actually took this backpack, put it in the station. Behind the station, and this is actually coming from one of the workers there, one of the firemen, they took 5 gallon buckets of water from the canal, which would have been flood water as well, brought it up to the station, ran that through the solar hydro. They were able to take showers and perform hygiene because, remember, we also have the hydro wash shower attachment. They were able to perform hygiene, drink. They even used the shower attachment, the hydro wash, to wash clothes and dishes with. So it really bailed them out of a really bad situation. And they're the ones that are supposed to go out and help people, right? So they need water just like anybody else. So that's how they used it.
I think that story reminds me, you don't realize how much water you need today. Everybody says, well, you need about a gallon of drinking water a day. No. Okay. That may be true, drinking water, but you need to wash yourself. God forbid you get cut. There's some kind of emergency there. You got to have clean water. Can you imagine having a cut and trying to wash it with canal water coming from the flood water? God only knows what's in it. The bacteria, the oil, all this. I mean, you're better off not putting any water on it than that water. You know, you need so much water per person, it is way more than just a gallon a day. And this system is able, you know, some people, it's so powerful. Some people use it, they collect rainwater and they use it on their rainwater that they have now. And this is a very powerful system. And it's, I remember when you came here, we went to this nasty creek. We drove my UTV down this nasty creek. It smelled. My wife went with us. It smelled. There's no way my wife would have drank that water unless she was, dying of thirst. And you put it through that solar backpack. It was very quick. It was very simple. It was charged. It's very portable. It went right through and the water came out. It was clean as a whip. Couldn't even believe the taste was unbelievable. My wife even drank it. That's how good it was. That's the power of this. Now, we have, the Duraflow filters for standalone systems in our house to do drinking water now for most people in their kitchen or what have you. The Berkey type filters. And that serves a certain purpose. But you're talking about powers out. You're talking about portable. You're talking about can charge with the sun, all these things. There's nothing quite like this. This is a fantastic system, and it's just really helped a lot of people. What has been the response in these emergency situations to this type of backpack? How have people responded as you've shared this message?
They can't believe the water production, and in fact, you guys actually have the video on the Power Mall, so people, look at this before you do anything, but look at this video that's on the Power Mall. We actually have a system deployed in Malawi, Africa, where there is a not-for-profit group called Win the Saints that rescues kids from sex trafficking. And they took this system, and it's no joke, they took it to this hole in the ground. Good luck drinking that. And they take this water right out of this hole in the ground and drink it right out of the backpack. Guys, they're still alive. Perks, again, it's on the Power Mall under the system. You could watch that. But it's incredible the way it works.
At the Power Mall, of course, you can get, you know, food storage as part of preparation, those kind of things, having cash in your house, maybe an emergency, you know, tying down your hot water heater. All these things are very important. Number one is having some sort of water solution. You either got to have some sort of water filter like the Duraflow in your house to be able to get water, or something like this actually purifies, takes out the bacteria, the virus. This is very important to look at. Now, you got some sort of special. We got about 4 minutes. Tell us the special that we got. Now, this is limited. This isn't, you know, not everybody can get this. We just have a few of these. You have a few of these systems that you've come on to offer just to our Power Hour people.
Actually, only four of these available this week only. And I hate to do that, but we've been so underwater, as it seems, with the demand out there because of all of the demand for water. So there's four available for you guys this week only. Everyone else is like on an 8-week waiting list. But the special is, I know you guys, you always do this for your people, but the 10% off for Power Hour listeners this week only on the system. And then we're also throwing in a huge replacement filter pack for this as well. This week only, that's right at a $200 value savings on the system. So there's only four of these available. Now I do want to go back real quick, Daniel, what you said about needing more than a gallon per day per person. That's absolutely true. What people have got to understand, and when I mention this, people look at me cross-eyed and they don't correlate the two, but a lot of people I've talked to, they do have food storage, but they're not thinking about water. And I look at them and I say, how are you going to cook your food storage? And they look at me and they say, well, with water. And I say, where's your water? And they look at me dumbfounded. They don't think of that. How are you going? Guys, you have to cook the food storage before you can eat the food storage. So it's not just drinking. It's not just eating. It's also hygiene. The biggest spread of disease during disaster is because of poor hygiene. If you don't rinse the skin and perform hygiene with, again, you're going to eat more than a gallon a day, you're going to be in big trouble. So, but yeah, there's four of those available for you guys this week for immediate shipment. Everybody else, and I hate to say this, but everyone else is on about a 6 to 8 week wait now. But because we've been with you guys so long, guys, we appreciate you, Daniel, Joyce, God love Joyce. We've loved the Power Hour, the Power Hour Nation for so long. We did make sure that we set aside for these for you guys this week.
What do you make of, you've got about a minute and a half, 2 minutes. What do you make of all these disasters? They seem to be coming quicker, or am I just up in the night? Is this coming faster? You would know.
It is coming faster, and in fact, last week there was a report by the USGA that said there was over 10,000 earthquakes on the West Coast and into Nevada in just 7 days.
Wow.
In just 7 days. Now, guys, I know a lot of people say, well, a lot of it was tremors or aftershocks. That's right. Remember, the aftershocks do more damage most of the time than the initial quake itself. So you've got that. You've had the tremendous amount of flooding through the Midwest all the way up in Iowa, which has ruined tons of crops. You've got all of the disasters going on worldwide. And, guys, this was something that Brock Long from FEMA had said 2 years ago before he stepped down as that director. Brock Long from FEMA specifically said, when a disaster hits, you will have to rely on yourself. It is not FEMA's job to feed and water people. Their job is to allocate money. Guys, and again, you brought it up earlier, Daniel, about Hurricane Harvey down in Texas. FEMA was nowhere to be seen except in Houston. And everybody else had to rely on themselves.
There's the music. If you want your family prepared, you got neighbors, you know, maybe your neighbors can get together or what have you. You have several people to be care for, to be prepared for an emergency or even water filtration, purification now. You may get overloaded with just the Berkey type filters. In fact, you will. And this is a great special, great offer. What's the price on this, Alan? Quickly.
Well, with the 10% off, I think it runs around $1,100 or something like that.
Yeah, we missed it. Sorry. I timed that all wrong. I'll talk about that on.
As an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from ThePowerMall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit CARNIVORA.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us.